First number one, two, eight.
Good. Okay.
Let's begin. Yes, Daniel?
Yes.
Okay, 115. Okay, let's begin. All right. We left off yesterday. We had two Makoros in the Gemara as to why Sheva Brachos and Birkas Chasanim were defining as Sheva Brachos, okay? So before we begin, I want to dedicate the shir to the Refuah Shleima of Yisrael Noach ben Chaya Leah. He's a camper in Haska for some of the fellows. Okay. Should be Refuah Shleima b'mehiris.
Amen.
The Birkas Chasanim is known as the Sheva Brachos. Birkas Erisin is the brachas that are done under the chuppah, okay? Meaning that the beginning procedure in the chuppah is the Rav says Brei Pri Hagafen, and he says a brach of Erisin, which is on the bottom of it, which we'll get to not today. That's called Birkas Erisin. And that's Kedushin. Erisin and Kedushin are synonymous. Then the Chassan says, Sari Abba Kadesh Asli. He appoints the two waiting, excludes everyone in the room. He puts the ring on her finger, and they're Bekudeshes. Then the Rav reads the Ksuba. And then they do Birkas Chasanim, which are the Sheva Brachas. And that's what we're focusing on that needs 10. And there are two Makoros that are given. And the two Makoros that are given is either from, Rav Nachman says, from Boaz. Yikach Asor HaNoshim. And the other Pasuk is from a Pasuk in Tilman, B'Makelos Barkush Hashem Makor. Right? That was the other Makor. So we see that there are two Makoros. The other marker was said by Rabbi Abo. And we went through the Gemara, Lamaisa, as to why each one didn't like the other Shita. Okay? And the Gemara, for example, said that Rav Nachman didn't like Mamakelis Barker, Lokim Hashem, Mekor Yitzroel. It's referring to the Shira Al Yamad, even the Ubari. Rabbi Abo said it can't be referring to that because it should have said what? Mibetin and not Makor. Very good. Okay? So, and the response back to that, then Rabbi Abo said, I don't like your Pasuk, Rav Nachman, why doesn't he like his Pasuk? Because it's referring to a different drash of Amoni, Moavi v'lo Moavis, nothing to do with Sheva Brachos. And he says, I know that's the case, because why? Because otherwise, Lamaisa, why would you need what? If it's talking about a bracha, why would you need what? Why would you need Talmidei Chachamim? Right? You could have regular people that are gedolim. You don't need Talmidei Chachamim. So he responded back, well, you know what? If it's a drasha, why do you need 10? You could publicize with 3 or 4. Gemara says, no. In order to publicize, you need 10, like we find in Zaka Le'ubim. Okay. Let's start off with the top tesis, okay? Daniel, why don't you read the top tesis, okay? Let's see the top tesis, guys. Okay? Because we have to get a different mahalchim. We got to see Bezushim, okay? We got a lot to see Bezushim. Okay, go ahead, Daniel. Yeah. The Makelis.
Makelis Barba Rokim.
Yes.
Afagav the Makelis Trey Kehilos.
Even though Makelis implies two Kehilos. Trey Kehilos Mashmo. You read Trey Kehilos Mashmo. What does he say? Ain't Svara. Yeah, go ahead. Ain't Svara. Excellent. There's no Litlinian Shum what? So he says there's no difference between 10 and 20 regarding anything. There's no difference between 10 and 20 regarding anything. The Shu Milsa, okay? We don't find Lamaisa. There's a difference regarding anything. The Pnei Yeshua says Leinian Shu Milsa means Birkas Hamazon. Birkas Hamazon. There's a Shita in Brachas and Memtesim Mez. Rabbi Yosai Klili says if you have 10, you do one Nisach of Zimun. If you have 100, you do another Nisach. If you have 1,000, you do another one. But there's no difference between 10 and 20. We never find a difference between 10 and 20. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Even where you do find differences, like in the area of Ilchos Birkas Hamazon, you don't find a difference in 10 and 20. Excellent. Go ahead.
Makelos Baalma, by the name,
so he just means Makelos Baalma. What does Makelos Baalma mean? Makelos Baalma means what? The Lashon Pasuk means, what does it mean, Lamaisa? It means that the reason why it says Makelos is because of Makelos Baalma, that every Kehila should be Mevarach Es Hashem. That's what it means. Kol kal v'kal mevarach es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's the first teretz. Go ahead, what's the second teretz? It's a chaser vav, and what does chaser vav mean? It means a kila achas, which means 10. Yes? Okay, good. So we find beferish lomaisa, we find beferish two terutzim lomaisa in the taisis. Now, I gave you in the Rosh quoted two shittas, okay? Rav Acha Mishapcha, one of the Gaonim, against Rav Shmuel Hanagid, I think it was. No? If I'm correct? No?
Yeah.
The first shita was Rav Acha Mishapcha, who said in Parshas Chayesar that Birkas Erisin requires 10, not just Birkas Nesuim. Let's get it down. And Rav Shmuel Hanagid said, no, all you need 10 for is Birkas Chasanim. He says, the Kedushin's front of two Edim. Why would you require 10 for the Bracha? Who does the Rosh say he holds like? He holds Allah l'maisa l'grav acha mishapcha. That not only was what? Was Birkas Chasanim required 10 Eli, but also what? Birkas Erisin. And what's the Rosh's proof for Rav Acha Mishapcha? Let's get it down. What? Boaz. Boaz did both. Boaz had Birkas Erisin and Birkas Nesuin. And therefore, for the Kedushin in a Chanam, you only need 2 for the Edim. For the Kedushin, for the Bracha, you need 10.
Who was it against him?
Rav Acha Mishapcha said he need 10 against Rav Shmuel HaWat, Rav Shmuel HaNagid. And the Rosh side of Rav Acha Mishapcha. And the Makor is from Boaz. So I saw an amazing shot that I gave you from the Pnei Yoshua and the Makne in the Kutras Achron, the Yossi and Elliot, you found it, right? In the Kutras Achron, they say an amazing shot. They want to give another teretz to Taisus Kasha. Let's get it down. Why did it say Makelos? Because 1 kilo 10 for Birkas Erisin and 1 kilo for Birkas Nesuin.
Nice.
Amazing. So therefore, that's the pshat that they want to suggest. And we'll get to it. This is L'shitaso with the Tosus Dibramaskal Shenemar. You get it down now that Tosus holds in Dibramaskal Shenemar that Birkas Erisin also requires 10 as well. So it comes out that their teretz works well with Taisus Dibramaskal Shenemar, that you do require 10 for Birkas Erisin. Okay, good. So Lamaisa, that's the chiddush that we have regarding what? Regarding this din. Okay? That's the Taisus here, Dibramaskal Makelus. Fine, but get that ha'ara, that chiddush that we had. Then Makelus is what is a double, you need both. And as I said, we stress Lamaisa, you should have 10 for both Ladin. We'll see when we get to the halacha Lamaisa. Okay. Excellent, Daniel. Let's go now to Toysa Diramasko Vahaboaz. That was the one that we had quoted many times. Go ahead, Vahaboaz. It's really Shaykh Lamad Aleph, but we didn't do it then. Go ahead. Right, they skipped the parentheses. She got married to Machlon. Orpah married, actually, I don't. It's a question. Who would marry who? Okay. But Lamais, usually we don't read the parentheses. What does he say in Ches and Nagos Tziyunim? He says, Mochekze. Okay. So she got married to what? Machlon. Haisa what? Excellent. She was a Shiksa. So we don't recognize it as a marriage. So how do you call her Almana? Remember we said that? Remember we said that this Tulsa is against that Bach, we said? Remember the Bach tried to say that, you know, it was a Geiris, but it was really, you know, out of Yira? But you see, Tulsa, she was a Shiksa. Ella what? Excellent. She's a Bula Kalmanet. So I want to point out, Lamaisa, a few fellows asked me, what's the halacha if you have a man who's an almon, a widower or a divorcee, and he marries a woman who's a Bula? We know she's a Bula. I mentioned to a few fellows in Seder, what do you do about the Sheva Brachas? There's no Kula here. We said a Bachar that's no Eif is treated like a Bachar when he gets married, because he's never been married before. But this guy's been married before. So in this case, they won't have Sheva Brachas. Isaac is going to embarrass the woman. So you tell them to have a honeymoon. Tell them to make a trip. They wanted to take a trip. You don't have to. It's not a public thing.
I thought you said they did have Sheva Brachas.
Almon marries Almon's a Basula, but she's a Ba'ula. The case is what I'm talking about is an Almon with a Ba'ula.
Why wouldn't you say the same as a
Bachar Noif? We said a Bachar Noif is considered like a Bachar because he never was married. But here, Lamaisa, Ba'ula, we don't say that.
She was never married.
I understand, but we didn't find any shittas that said a ba'ula should be treated like that.
Saying like, why wouldn't it be, you know, symmetric?
Whatever the svar is, Lamaisa, she's not on the same level. Somehow it doesn't make her as him. Whatever the svar is, we found no shittas like that. So I'm saying halacha Lamaisa, well, we would suggest, this Toysus treats Almana like a ba'ula, you see that clearly. We wouldn't have Shavrach, so not to embarrass her, I would recommend they should take a trip. Take a honeymoon. We don't do a honeymoon. That's a non-Jewish thing. But here we would say they could do it now. And they could say, go have Sheva Brachas wherever they're going. Hawaii, wherever the Caribbean, wherever they're going. Okay. They would have 3 days of Simcha, no doubt. But they only have 1 day of what? 1 day of Bracha. Okay? All right. Excellent, Daniel. Next, Tysus. Go ahead, guys. Baal Monet. Go ahead. Oh, this is Muskim, we said. If you have a Almana with a Bacher, everyone agrees it's Sheva what? Sheva Brachas, Sheva days. Why? Because like Elliot said, in order to what? Truncate it down to 1 day of bracha. What do you need? Almon v'almon. If you don't have almon v'almon, you don't have 1 day of bracha. So that's what he's saying. In order to have 1 day of bracha, you need both. But if one of them is not is a first marriage, then it's sheva brachas. Yeah, Daniel, go ahead.
In the halacha lemaisa case of the almon of
Gula. Yes.
So you would have the sheva brachas at the chuppah, but then what about at the benching?
Yeah, that's we'll see in the sugyas when we get to. It's all part of the chasana. Yes, that's all yom echad. Yom Echad LeBracha includes the chuppah and also the end of the meal.
Even if it's, let's say, the next day? Meaning, let's say, the
even if it's after Seitz. Yeah, it's all considered to be part of the chasm.
So you
correct.
Would still do Shavuot?
Yes, it's Yom Echad LeBracha. Correct. It's a good point you bring up, but we'll see. As long as you brought that point up, I want you to get that down. Do you guys remember yesterday, Pinchas asked me to Kasha that if the Chosin's counting the 10, so how do you bring a Raya from the Zara Mizikne here? So I saw yesterday, we'll say it over now, the Chassam Sofer gives an answer, there's a difference. When is the Chosin in a minion? Only after the Bia. But this was before the Bia. You know, you say Sheva Brach throughout the week. So after the Bia, then he can count as the minion. But beforehand, he can't count in the minion. That's why I need another 10. So you get that down in your notes. That's the answer to the Chassam Sofer. So that you see, he's making a difference. But in he's making a difference between the Sheva Brachas after being before. In your case, both of them are before the Bia. So we view it as Yom Echad LeBracha. But you get that answer down. You got the answer to the Chassam Sofer. What the svara for that is, I don't know. What I said to Daniel and Sanders, maybe you need a matar. And remember, we said Kala B'lo Bracha as a Surah LeBala can eat it. So without Sheva Brachas Lamaisa, you need a matah. So you can't be counted in the minion for that matah. You got to get 10 other guys. But afterwards, it's like a bigger Shevach Vodo after the Bia. So why not? Why can't you be counted? Okay, fine. But what Tosa's saying is everyone's agreed upon. Halacha Lamaisa, we said, without a doubt. Okay, that leads us now to the next, what? The next Tosis, and then the Mahalak we have to get about Birkas HaGomel as well. Okay? Go ahead, Daniel. Go ahead. Shenamar. So what's Tosus bothered by, guys? Okay, we always say you can't skimp. What's he bothered by? So I think what you have to say what he's bothered by is as follows. In the Meseches Kala Rabasi, the Yavarchus Rivka, when they blessed Rivka, is the Makor of Birkas Nesuin. Then it goes Vaitim, Meseches Kala Rabasi, says, what's the Makor you need 10? From Boaz. Yes? What does our Gemara quote? Our Gemara quotes you need 10 from where? Boaz too as well. What Tysus is asking is let the Puskin Boaz be the Makor of the whole institution. That's what Tysus is asking. Now, a few guys said to me in Seder, but this is the Torah, and this is what? And this is Ksuvim. It's a good point. But that's what Tysus Pashup Shad is asking. Tysus is saying, lock, stock, and barrel, let Boaz be the Makor for 10 Eli, and also the Makor for the whole institution. You follow me? That's what Tysus is asking. And it's a good horror, whatever it's saying. That is Ksuvin as opposed to Torah. But nonetheless, Lamaisa, Boaz, let it be the Makor that you need 10, but also the Makor that you need Birkas Nesuin, Birkas Chasana. I'm just pointing out that that's a Pasuk in Ksuvin, and this is a Pasuk in Chumash. But nonetheless, Tosis is bothered by let it be a Makor for both. That's what he's bothered by. Okay? A lot of times, Tosis doesn't spell out Akasha. He doesn't say mean Tomar or Tema. But he's saying Akasha. Okay. What is Tosis Teretz? Go ahead. Right, says Brachos Chavdal. Excellent. Hasam Birkas Erisin. Go ahead. That's what we said in the beginning of Shir. Birkas Erisin is the beginning of the chuppah. That's what Yivarchus Rivka is talking about. We're talking about Birkas Chasanim. Two different institutions. Finished. Go ahead.
Birkas Hasanim was not by
Birkas Hasanim is Birkas Nesuin.
But it wasn't by the Rivka.
Right, that's his answer. So that's why he can't serve as what? He's saying, what is he saying? Iklimer to Hasam Birkas Erison by Avarchus Rivka, it's referring to Birkas Erison, right?
So then why is that the Makor for Birkas Nesuin?
No, Iklimer to Hasam Birkas Erison. He's arguing. He's arguing on the Maseches Kal Rabasi. Maseches Kal Rabasi, you look it up. Inside Ezra, Vayavarchus Rivka's the Makor for Birkas what? What is the Maseches Kal Rabasi saying? You're asking good. Nesuin. Tosus says our sugya argues on Maseches Kal Rabasi. And Tosus says that the Makor of Vayavarchus Rivka is the Makor for Birkas what? Erusin. It's a machlokes in our sugya and Maseches Kal Rabasi. That's what the Birka Yosef says, Pshat and Tosus, the Chidah. And that's the Pshat. You follow me, John? It's a machloikis. Go ahead. The Yesh Lomo Mikami. Go ahead. There's a Shem. On Sunday, we're going to discuss that at greater length. But he says, you see that it's Eliezer was a Shliach, that even if there's a Kedusha Adei Shliach, you still say Birkas Erison, even though the Chassid's not there. Okay, good. So Tosus gave his answer. Now Tosus backs out of the whole thing. Go ahead. It's a hard Tosus to read. Go ahead, Venira. Excellent. Tosus says, you know what? Thinking about it more, the Avarchus Rivka to be a Makor for Birkas Erison, he says, not true. It's just a remiss. That's what a smach the bama means. It's a remiss. Because my sheet is underlying. Then how many people do you need for 10? Tosus holds. Birkas Erison need 10. You see, Tosus is assuming that. He's holding like Rav Acha Mishavka, like the Rosh. That was the answer Pnei Yeshua and the Kuntras, Mach and the Kuntras Acha gave to the answer Machelis. Like we said in Tosus, he's assuming you need 10. Where were the 10? We don't find there were 10 there. And plus the fact, the Pusik is talking about, what is the Pusik? Alpha, Hayit, Alpha, L'Ravava. That's the Bracha in the Pusik. Remember we said, most Masada Kedushin at the Bedekin, say that Bracha? Minority don't because our Lovin was a Rush said it. But most Masada Kedushin say it. If Lovin is a Rush could say it for his sister, how much more so we should? And I always tell, I say it, and the father of the Chosim says it, the father of the Kala says it, to give a Bracha. But the Pusik, Shad, the Pusik, I'm going to do a bigger say. So Tosus basically says, there's no marker for what? Vivarchus Rivka is not really a marker for that either. But you see that Tosus held, you needed what? You needed to have 10. Okay? So it fits in very well. Lamaisa. So what emerges is a fundamental machlokes here between our sugya, according to Tosus, against the Kal Rabasi, Maseches Kal Rabasi, what is the makor for what? What is the makor for the din of what? For the din of Birkas, what? Birkas and Suin. And therefore, and Birkas Erison. And according to Tosus, it reads very beautifully, and this I want you to get, is that Boaz what? If you put it together with the Rosh, right, that Boaz not only did Nesuin, he also did Erison. As the Meiri puts it, please get it, which one are you supposed to exclude? Hey, Ben Amafakta, he says. What are you going to say? He said Birkas Erison, not Nesuin? He did both. You have to say he did both. So at the end of the day, it comes out that Boaz is the marker for Nesuin and what? And Erison. And Vivarchus Rivka is just an Asmach de Baalma. Okay? We're going to have to talk about the mechanics of that Kedushin Taka. Because how's your Kasha Shliach Eliezer? Is it Evan Knaini? That's for Sunday. Okay? We know. You got the Pshat Lamaisa, okay, so far? In the Taisus, that's the Chiddush. Okay. Now, let's take this. Yeah, go ahead, Shimon. You mean the question, the beginning of Tosos?
Yeah,
the first kasha is that if Boaz serves as the makor for 10 for Birkas Chasanim, let it serve as the makor for the whole institution of Birkas Chasanim. Why does the Bryce of Mrs. Kalabasi say Vivarchus Rivka is the makor? Lock, stock, and barrel, let Boaz be the makor for both.
Oh, it's not Rivka for both?
What'd you say?
I thought it's Rivka be for both.
No, he's asking from Boaz. Let Boaz be from both. Let Boaz be from both. Okay? The truth is, Johnny, it could be the other way too. The truth is, you could say it works. It's just the same kasha. It's just the other side of the coin. You could say, Vivarchus Rivka, let it be the marker for the institution. And there's 10. The only reason I don't like to say it like that is because who says there were 10 there? Later in the Tosafot, he says, do we not find that there were 10?
He said there's an asnaf that there was 10.
No, no, he says there was not 10 there. He says, we find that asar lo mishtama mehasam. I'm just saying the only reason I don't like to say it like that is that you have to assume that what? That there were 10 guys there. Okay, you could say it like that. It's the same kasha. Either let the Yavarach HaSuv could be the makor for both. I'd like to say it boaz being better. Because Tos is coming from our sugya. Because if you say it like you, then you have to assume that there were 10 guys there. Lemais, you follow me? But if you say like that, you just have to assume there were 10 guys there. And then Tos backs out and says, not mash, there were 10 guys there. You know what I mean? Why did he think that there was and then he thinks not? I think it just fits better to say it over that the Tosas is asking if Boaz is the marker for 10, let Boaz be the marker for the whole institution. Okay? That's what I think the better way to say the kasha is. Okay? And therefore, Tosas answers, Birkas Eris and Rikas Nasum. Clear, Shimon? You got it? Yeah? Okay, great. Very good. Johnny, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay? I'm just saying, I like it, even though it's a little bit difficult to say. You want everything, you're coming from a Pusing Tsuvim as opposed to Yerachas Srifka. It's just a little bit difficult to say it the way you're saying it, is because he thought there were 10, and now he's saying, you know what I mean?
I thought he's just asking the Gemara, like, why did Gemara go through two different Pusukim and going through Benatman?
No, but he's saying that our Pusik is such a good Pusik, used for 10, let it be our Pusik be for the institution. You follow me? He loves our Pusik, so he's working with the Pusik. That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's the shot.
In the end, he says it is or isn't.
No, in the end of the day, he says it is the makor for what? He says it is the makor. Here we're dealing with what? Birkas Nesuin, right? And over there, Yerachas Rivka is dealing with what? Birkas Eirusin, right? So in the end of the day, what is it? It's a makor for what? 10. Also Birkas what? Birkas Nesuin. And also for the 10 for both, really. 10 for both. It's really a makor for all four things. Birkas Nesuin, Eirusin, and having 10 for both. That's really what it is at the end of the day with the Tisus. Serves as a makor for all four things. That's the Pshat L'maisa. And then we said put it together with the Makelis, that the Pnei Yoshua and the Makne answered, that's a third answer to the top Tisus. That there was a requirement of 10 for each. But in essence, Boaz did both. Right? The Miri says, well, how do you know he did one over the other? Heyman Amifakta. Okay, excellent. Now let's get to the following now. And then we get to the whole mahalach we have in the Gemara Yevamos. Okay. Before we get to that, there is a very interesting din, and Pinchas brought it up, about that the chassan can be counted in the minyan. Okay? The chassan can be counted in the minyan, in the 10. That's correct. So I gave you that, and I want to note this, I found it, that there is a shita mikubetzis b'shem degonim that says that Birkas Chasanim is a davar shebekdusha. I'll read you the lashon. I was very happy I found it. He says, why do you need 10? Min deshe davar shebekdusha levarach Hashem kinis asara. It's a davar shebekdusha to bless Hashem. So we gather 10 people together, and it's called the davar shebekdusha. Befeirush. We said yesterday because you want to bring the shin into the marriage. Okay, good. There's an interesting halacha that comes up In Hilchos Brachas, in the end of Maseches Brachas, and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and the Gemara is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Tes Siv Gimel, that Birkas HaGomel requires to be said in front of 10 people. Let's get it. Birkas HaGomel, you need 10 people. Okay, halacha lomais. Birkas HaGomel, you need what? Sarich Asar. Needs 10 guys. Okay, that's the halacha, Gemara Brachas, and the Bir Hetev quotes, very interesting, the Bir Hetev quotes, I think it's Sifkat and Dalet I gave you, that the Baal HaNes is Mitztarev to Lasar. The Baal HaNes is Mitztarev Lasar. Okay, the Baal HaNes can be accounted in one of the 10 guys for what, for the din of what, for the halacha of Hagomel. And the Sharat Siyun, the Mishabur there in Os Zion, proves this. How does he prove it? He proves it from our sugya, that just like a chassan is counted in a minyan, so too Birkas Hagomel. Because what's the makor that Birkas Hagomel needs 10? From a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Zion, pasuk Lamed Beis, V'yiromamu b'kal am. V'yiromamu b'kal am. What does kal mean? 10. And what does Birkas Chassanim learn from? B'makelos, Baruch Elokim Hashem Imkor Yisrael. Just like it says, Kihila by what? Sheva brachos and the chasen's counted in the minyan. So too it says kahal by birkas agomo and the balanes is counted in the minyan. You got me? That's the Sharatzian's riot. It's a beautiful riot. Okay?
He make up his own
Xerishah. It's not a Xerishah, just whatever Kyle's mentioned, it's 10. It's not a Xerishah, whatever Kyle's mentioned, it's 10. So he brings a riot from what? From Birkas Chasanim. Okay? Beautiful riot. Birkas Chasanim. They say over, let's get it down, in the name of the Priskarov. They say over in the name of the Brisker Rav, you can slug up this Raya of the Mishnah Brewer, of the Chafetz Chaim. How do you slug it up? Because why do you need 10 by what? By what, Birkas Chasanim? Because of the Darush of Kedusha. And a Chasan can be counted in the Darush of Kedusha. A Chasan can be counted in the Darush of Kedusha to say Baruch and Kaddish and Kedusha. So the reason why you need 10 by Birkas Chasanim is Darush of Kedusha. So in the middle of the Chasan, you can count. However, why do you need 10 by what? Birkas Agomel. It's just you need an audience to praise Hashem. It's very possible that audience should be 10 guys without you. 10 guys without you. Memeila, Lamaisa, you can dingzach Lamaisa on this Raya of the Sharatzian based on the Brisker Rav. You heard of Ort? Again.
Wait, what's dingzach mean?
Reject. Okay. Yes, I'm glad you asked me that. Translated from Yiddish, things dingzach means reject. We could reject the raya. They say over the name of the Brisker Rav. You need 10 for Darush Kedusha. That's by what? Our sugi Brisker Chasanim. You don't need 10 by a gomel. That's not a Darush Kedusha because you need an audience or you can't include you. So Memela, that's the Chiddush L'maisa that we wanted to suggest. And it's interesting. It is interesting. I have to tell you. Another answer, and that's why I waited till now to say it, another answer to Pinchas's Kashin, I think we're up to 4 Terutzim so far now, right? Another Terutzim, Pinchas again asked, how do you have a marker that you need 10? Maybe Boaz was counted in the 10, so what were some of the answers? He said maybe he only gathered 9, he counted himself, maybe actually what? Maybe it meant what? Our boy Miakenu meant Chaser Achas, right? It could very well that it was Chaser Achas. It didn't mean 10, he only gathered 9. Right? What's a third Terutz we said today that maybe it was before what? Before Bia, right? He can't count himself. Only after Bia you can count himself. You know what another answer is? But it's very difficult. And this is what I want you to get. When do we say that Chasim can be counted in the minion? When you say, if you hold Makelos Bark Elohim, who says that? Rav Nachman or Rabbi Abo? Rabbi Abo! Rabbi Abo is the one who says Makelos Bark Elohim. So then Chasanim are min and minyan. But if you hold the other mucker, if you hold the other mucker of Boaz, then Nechanami Chasa can be counted in the minyan. That's an interesting answer. Who says that answer? The Bechor Shor. The Bechor Shor gives an answer. What's difficult with that answer? You know what's difficult with that answer? Because Rav Nachman is the one who says what? Chasanim are min and minyan. And what is Rav Nachman's mucker? What do you mean? Rav Nachman is the Chasanim in a minion. He's the one who says it. He says Chasanim in a minion. Al Chesam and Aleph. He's the one who's Mechadis at Din. Rav Nachman himself says Chasanim in a minion. And he's the one who holds what? Boaz. So that terrace goes right up in smoke. You follow what I'm saying?
Rav Nachman says it in the name of Rav.
Okay, but we assume he holds it, Lomais. Okay, could be weird to save it. You could say it like that, Daniel, but he does say it over. Seems like he held of it. He held it up, he didn't. Yes, again, you got the, again, the whole halacha, that Birkas HaGomel needs a 10, it's from a pasuk of Kal.
Right.
He got it from our sugya Kal. Balanes is mitzaref just like what? Chasan is mitzaref. That's what Sharatzian's right. Mr. Brewer, the Halakha of Chafetz Chaim. Brisker Rav rejects it. He thinks that's on it. Why? Because he says, the only reason why I need 10 by Birkas HaGomel is Devar Shemekdusha. The Chasan is a Devar Shemekdusha, he could say it'd be part of the minion. You stop, you know, Kaddish Kedusha. But when it comes to 10 for Birkas, well, it's not a Darush Mekdusha, it's because you need an audience, it's not included. So I'm just suggesting, Viter on that, is that you see another usage of what, another, using the Makoros, that Chasim in a minion, the two Makoros. A lot of times you just daven up that Gemara. There's differences. Chasim in a minion, according to some Achronim, is only if you hold Makelos Barka Lokim. But if you hold Boaz, Chasim won't be in a minion. The problem with that is, it seems like it's a theory of Nachman. That's what the flaw points out. Okay. Fine. Very good. So we have this mahalach now, Lamais. Okay. Now, this leads us now to the concept that I gave you with the Gemara and Yevamos. Okay? Does everybody have the packet in front of you? Do you have the packet? Okay. I want to start, okay? I'm going to read the Gemara, okay? We're going to go through it, the Gemara pretty quick, Lamaisa, so we can get to the Mahalach. But what I want to start with a kasha of ours. And that is, why is there a necessity? Why is there a necessity to publicize this halacha? If you hold like Rav Nachman, who learns it out from what? Again, let's get it clear in the Gemara. The two Makars, Rav Nachman learns from Boaz, and Rav Abo learns from Achelus. Yes? Why did Rav Abo not like Rav Nachman's pasuk? Why did Rav Abo not like the drasha of Rav Nachman? Why didn't he not like Boaz as being a mucker? We know why he didn't like it, because it was Canaan. But what did he use it for? Moavi v'lo Moavis, like Johnny says. So the kasha we want to ask on the Gemara is, why was there a need to publicize this, Eli? Why did Boaz, who was the Gaon Hador, need him a farce in this? That there's a din of Moavi v'lo Moavis. That's the kasha that we're asking Pshat and Gemara. So based on the Mahalach we're going to see, we're going to answer that kasha. Okay? Why was there a need of a farsim? What's so unique about this halacha that was need of a farsim? Okay? So let's turn to the Gemara and Yevamos. Does everyone have it? Everyone have the packet for Adam? Here. Okay? If you don't have, please look on. Okay? All right, let's see the Gemara. I'm going to read the Gemara. Please take a look. Okay, inside. Let's see the Mishnah and I involve him in base. Amoni Moavi Asurim Visurin Isur Oilum. Ammonite Mayan, Moabite man, are Asur forever. Even if they convert, they cannot marry into a Jewish woman, ever. They can marry a Gioris, but cannot marry a regular Jewish person. Aval Nikvoseim Mutaros Miyad. The females of the Ammonites, the females of the Moabites, you are able to marry in no problem as long as they convert. Let's see the Gemara. Menohani Mili. What's the makor of this din? Amr Ab Yochanan Damar Kra Kiro Shol is David Yotzel Kras Aplishti. Amr Al Avner Saratzova Ben Mize Hanor Avner. Veyomer Avner Chaynav Shech Hamelach Imedati. Shol asks, who is this guy? What do you mean, who is this guy? He loves this guy, David Hamelach. He played the harp for him. David HaMelech played the harp for him. Remember, he was very sad. The Pasuk says basically he was ill. He was mentally ill, Shaul. Because he was worried about what was going on in the Malchus, whether he was going to be stripped of his Malucha. He was very sad and depressed. And he played the harp for him. So if you look in the Mitzudas David on the Pasuk and Navi, that's why he says he didn't recognize him. Because he was mentally ill. You know, if someone could have Alzheimer's, God forbid, an older parent or grandparent don't recognize the children. That's what the Mitzvah Stav it says. But the Gemara doesn't say that answer. The Gemara gives a different answer. The Gemara says, "Velo, what are you talking about, Velo? Yadole? What do you mean he didn't know him? Vaksiveyadeumo, he loved him. He knows Sekalin. What did he reward him with? After he was playing the harp, he became the what? The arm bearer. He was his arm bearer. What do you mean he didn't know him? Elazak the Gemara, Elabua Kamashal. He was asking about who his father was. What do you mean he didn't know his father? Yishai was the Gadol Hador. Was one of the Gadol Hador. Yishai is one of the four guys who never sinned ever. Gemara and Shabbos, Nun, Ham, and Aleph. Who are the four people that never sinned? Binyamin, Amram, Chilav was the son of David HaMelech, and Yishai. Frek the Gemara. Vaviv lo yadolei v'aksiv ha'ish b'mei shol zaken ba'a ba'anashim. V'amara ve'isim rabi ha'ba'o ze Yishai avi David. This is Yishai, the father of David. Shenichlas b'chlusum v'yotzu b'chlusum. He always came with an entourage of 600,000 people. So he answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamer Zakta. Hachi Kamer Shol. Imi Peretz Asi, Imi Zerach Asi. Who did this fellow, which line of lineage did David HaMelech come from in Yehuda? Did he come from Peretz or did he come from Zerach? Imi Peretz Asi Malkahav. Uh-oh. He said, if he's from Paris, he's going to be the king. Shemelech porates lasos derech. That's a play on words. You know, eminent domain? If a melech wants to go through your property and bulldozer it down, he can. That's the din in Sanhedrin. Melech porates lasos derech in Machab Yonah. We don't stop him. He miserech asi chashi v'bama of it. If he's from Zerach, he'll be chashim. He won't be a melech. He's not a threat to me. My time, amrle, shol aleha. What prompted his paranoia? What prompted his paranoia of him? Why was he paranoid that David HaMelech is going to take over? My time, amrle, shol aleha. Dichsiv, why do you ask about him? Dichsiv, ayil b'shol, as David Madav, v'kibidoso. Uksiv, b'shol, mishmichmo, ma'alo, gavo, mikolam. Shaul HaMelech was physically tall. He was the tallest guy in Klal Yisrael besides for Ruchni. He was a great Lamdan. How could David HaMelech was much smaller? How could the same clothes fit David HaMelech? It fit exactly. It was a nace. Whoa. Shaul HaMelech takes a step back and says, what's going on here? There's something up with this boy, with this young boy. How's it possible that such a big man like me, that my clothes could fit him? What is it a sign for? Sign from out. This is what he was. This is what maybe he's going to be in the melech. Oh, Zok the Gemara. Amalei Doegadomi was a Russian. Was a big Tamachachim. You see that a Tamachachim would be a Russian, unfortunately. Hopefully never. But we know that from Abraham Soloveitchik, the Zal Rebbe. A Tamachachim that has no Derech Eretz and Nevela is better than him. Tamachachim Shem Bodei Nevela Tovei Menu. Amalei Doegadomi. Ache a Tamashalim Hagunu Lamachsim Lav. Sholem Roy Lavo Bakalim Lav. Oh, Doegadomi says to Shaul, what are you worried about? You're worried about whether he's going to be a melech or not? Who says he can be married into the cow? Who says he can marry into the cow? Now, the problem with that is, and this is what a friend of mine once suggested, interesting pshat, Menashe Mazrik's father suggested, very nice pshat. Who did he promise? Whoever kills off Galias. Who did he promise? Will get a lot of money, but also will marry off his daughter, Michal Bashol. So he says, that's why he says, what you're worried about it in the future? You should worry about tomorrow. Because if this guy beats out Galias, he's going to have to marry your daughter. Who says he's Roy Lavo Bakal? It's a beautiful aura. You follow me? That's the pshat, Lemaisa. What are you worried about tomorrow, future? Worry about today. You follow me, Ellie? That's what he's showed Doegadomi saying to him. So what does it say? Look inside. He says, my time in the custom of Rusa Moabia. Well, who is David Mel's great grandmother? Rusa Moabia. Amale Avner, Tanina, what are you worried about? We have a bright side. Moni Vlo Moamon, it's Moavi Vlo Moavis. Beautiful. It's his grandmother, great grandmother. She's okay. She converted. Gemara says, we are talking about it. Let me ask the Mamzer Vlo Mamzeris. Why don't we ask her Mamzeris? Mamzer, right? Mamzer Ksiv, Mumzar. A mamzer applies to both a man, male and a female because it's a strange type of zera, meaning it's nus. It's a chiyuv karis, right? Or chiyuv karis, right? Incest. That's creates mamzeris. Mamzeris is not out of wedlock, right? So mumzar. So it applies to both a male and a female. Gemara says mitzri v'lo mitzris. Why don't you apply the issue of mitzri only to males and not females? Great kasha. Listen to the answer. Shiny hacha to meforish time of the crop. Why is it that the Moabites are off limits? Because they didn't give us food and drink. Why are the women okay? Because not that they're for women to go out. I'm talking about non-Jewish women. You see, there's a matter in the sneeze even for non-Jewish women. And therefore, they're not penalized. Only the Moabite men should have gone out and give us food. What about the Moabite women? Because the Moabite women aren't allowed to leave their house. Show them, you got me? You see, there's an Indian of Tznius even on non-Jewish women. You see from this Gemara. So the Gemara said, what are you talking about? It says what? Darker Shish Lekad, well, Darker Shish Lekad. Hayalehem Lekadim Anashim, Likros Anashim, Nashim Likros Anashim. The women still should have sought out the women. The Moabite women should have sought out the Jewish women somehow. Ishtik, he had no answer. Miyad, Vayom Ramel, Shaw, Ateh, Ben, Mizeh, Ha'elam, who is this young lad? Hussam Karle Nar, over there calls him a Nar, Haka Karle Elam. Haki Kamarle, Halacha Nisalmamacha, you forgot the Halacha. Say the Shol Bismedrish, go ask him the Bismedrish. Shol, they asked, Amrle, Amodim Lamas, Moavi Lamas. Akshalu Doe Kohani Kushyasa, Though he asked all the same kasha we just did, ishtaku. No one had an answer. Boy lach ruzele. They wanted to throw David the Melech out of Klal Yisrael. They wanted to pasul him. Miyad v'amasa ben ish u'shmo Yisrael Yisraeli shirbo ligal bas nachash comes along Amasa k'siv Yisrael and Yishmaeli amarava melamin shechagar charbo kishmael. He girded his sword like Yishmael v'amar komish and Yishmael lachazu yadakar becheriv. Anyone who doesn't listen to this halacha will be pierced with a sword. Kach mekublani mebeis din shel Shmuel and Ramasi amoni v'lo moavis moavi v'lo moavis. Amazing, no? What's the teretz? That there's Allah al Moshe Sinai. And this is what I want to introduce to you guys. Okay? There is one of my Rebbeim, Reb Shmuel Nochum, pointed out to us, thank you very much, Yosef, that there are five ways to learn out of Din D'oraisa. One is Gzeres HaKosev. Two is a Svara. Like Motze Mechaber Elo Arai, if I say you owe me $100, until I prove you don't owe me a penny. If a woman says she's in need, and a second later she says she's joking, we believe her. Peshas and Peshiter, those aren't from Sukkim, the Gemara's Maskanis, those are from the Svara. Number three is from the Shlosh Esrei Midos. We say every morning, Rabbi Shmuel. Number four is Takdim, which is historical precedence. Tosa says the way that Klal Yisrael converted at Har Sinai is the way many Dinim of Geres we learn. And number five is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu many dinim that are not recorded in the Chumash. That's part of the Torah Shebaal Peh. And what happened here is what? Amasa got up and said, what did he say? That this is a Masorah from the Shmuel HaNavi's Beis Din, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Buck stops there, that's it, done. That's it, done. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That this is a Din Moavi L'Moavi. The Gemara says, how could he paskin umi mehaman? Who says he's believed? If you have a personal shaila that's germane to you, and you're no gay, you have a self-interest, you can't paskin. In Kodem Maisa, it's before the story comes about, your personal story, then you can paskin. Im kodem maisa amra shomer lo vim lav in shomer lo. So how could he paskin here? This is a shaila that was germane to himself. Shiny hacha da Shmuel beis dino kayim. Rashi says he never would lie about it because Shmuel beis din was there and they could find out whether he was lying. So the Gemara nevertheless says mi komokom kasha, which I was bothered by. I want you to get this down. If it's a lach l'moshe mishinai, there should be no more kashas anymore. No. Why is the Gemara asked that kasha? I don't really have a good answer for it, guys. But the Gemara is still bothered by Mikomokom kasha. What do you do with Doeg's kashas? So what's the Gemara's answer? Haka targimun kol kvuda bas melech panima. The reason why a Moabite woman is allowed to what? Come into Klal Yisrael is because why? The Jewish women are mechuyev to stay in their house. So how can the Moabite women be penalized for not giving them food? Here it's clearly talking about Jewish women. On the previous summit, you could say it's about non-Jewish women. And the Gemara gives another answer, and it says, we find also, it says, Beferish, B'ma'arov in the west, Amre, V'asem, Rebbe Yitzchak, Amar Krav, Yomre, Ayeh, Sari, Ishtachav, Gomer, where's your wife? Kitanai, Amoni, V'lomoavis, Moavim, L'moavis, Dereb Yudah, Reb Shimon, Amar, Al-Dover, Shilakad, V'asem, B'lechem, V'mayim, Darker, Shalish, L'kanam, M'chulay. So you see, Beferish, Amachloik, is Tanoim, everyone agrees, there's a split between a male and a female, the question is why? You got that? So what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that when it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, when it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, ain lachlok alav. So that's what I'm just bothered by. I want you to get that in your notes. I don't know why the Gemara had to answer the kashas. You hear what I'm saying, Johnny? Should have been the buck stops there and that's it. But if you look in the Rambam, in the next page, take a look in the Rambam, the Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel says, in Mamrin, Divrei Kabbalah ain mei machlokas liolam. Chol dover shenimso ba machlokas biyadu shen a Kabbalah Moshe Rabbeinu. You cannot have a machlokas on Dover Kabbalah, which means Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Ein machloikis. Once you say it comes from Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that is it. Done. However, look at the next page in the pack in the Rambam. Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Beis Din Agadol. Shedar Shubachas Min Amidos. Kefima Shenira Beinim. Shedin Kach Vedin Udin. Va'omad Achrein Beis Din Achre. Venira Lo Amtam Achre. Lister Oso Adin. Harizeh Soser Vedan Kefima Shenira Beinim. Shenemar Al Hashov Shiyah Bayam Hemin. Atalachav Lechaz Achar Beis Din Shibadorecha. If you have a Beis Din of previous generation that made a din through Yud Gimel Midos, you can have a Beis Din and argue on it later. But if it comes from Yud Gimel Midos, I'm going to write this down. Take a look. Machlokes. Efshar liot machlokes. Efshar liot machlokes. You can have a later Beis Din and argue on that drasha. But if it comes from Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that is it. Done. There are five ways to learn out of Din D'Oraisa, guys. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, if you look at the, go back to the Gemara there for a second. What does Tosfos say there? What does Tosfos say there in Yevamos and Ayin Zayin Ketanai? Amoni v'lomonos lim tomer l'rebuta tikshle mitzri l'mitzris. Why don't you make the same split? Right? You see on Ayin Zayin, I'm going to have to Tosfos k'maska ketanai? He made a drasha. Amoni v'lomonos, make the same drasha in mitzri l'mitzris. V'amari, the gabi amoni v'lomonos hayo l'katsa v'lito amonu moa. Hilkach v'nitziv amoni. Umoavi, Islam the minister to Lamai Amonis Umoavis Kos. It's coming to exclude the females. Ava Mitzri Imayakosa Mitzrayim Hayamarich Yoser. A Mitzri Imayakosa Mitzrayim, then it would be what? To tell me a male and not a female. But it's just a Mitzri. Vadechsiv Adomi, Velokhsiv Adom. So why don't you make a drasha? Male Adom is also a female, okay? Aga Mitzri Kosav Adomi. So it's just symmetry. So you can't make a drasha by Adomi. Okay? Can't make a drasha by Adomi. So what I want to bring out here, you got that what we're saying? Can't make a drasha by Adomi. It's just written, it's the Derech Agav Mitzri. In Mitzri, you don't make a drasha because it should have read it Mitzrayim, and it didn't. So you see this tremendous chiddush. So you see there's a difference between when you're learning out the din. So the Sefer Atzei Arozin, we'll get to your kasha in a moment, Eli. Ask a kasha. Let me ask you. Boaz made this drasha. According to Rabbi Abo, what was the drasha? Has nothing to do with Sheva Brachos. Has to do gather 10 guys together. Moavi v'lo Moavis. He made a drasha. I understand something. He made a drasha. Wasn't he no gay b'davar? He's about to marry this woman, who's the great granddaughter of David HaMelech. How could he paskin on the shiloh? Do you understand this? That's the kasha, the Atzei Arozin. It's a bomb kasha. It's a second kasha. We asked, why did the Gemara need the mefarsimit? Why did Boaz need the publicist? Yeah, one kasha. Right. Second kasha is, how could he make such a drasha, Johnny? He's no gay b'davar. He's no gay b'davar. He's about to marry this woman. We just got through learning in the Gemara. You're not allowed to paskin on a shadla that you're no gay b'davar. How was he able to paskin a masa? Because Beis Din of Shmuel was around, that they could corroborate that it was actually, that was the Masorah. So it's an amazing pshat, I want to tell you. Amazing pshat, and it comes out beautifully because there's a kula and a chumra. Says the pshat l'maisa the Chassam Sofer, the following. When you deal with halacha l'moshe Mesina Gabi, when you deal with Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai and you're saying that you have a Masorah, you can't be no gay b'davar. E.F. Shar, Liyot, no gay b'davar. That's why we can corroborate if the Beis Din Shmuel's all around. But if you make your own drasha, E.F. Shar, Liyot, Machlokas, that's one, you can have a Machlokas by Tosha Minas, but you E.F. Shar, Liyot, no gay. Efshar liot no gay. You follow me? Meaning Boaz's drasha was what? Was Yud Gimel Midos. Boaz's drasha is Yud Gimel Midos. So therefore there's no problem of being no gay b'davar. But when you want to corroborate a Masorah of Halacha Moshe Mesinai, you can't be no gay b'davar. So that's why they needed Shmuel's Beis Din to be around. But when you're dealing with Yud Gimel Midos, so you see each one is a kula and a chumra. When it comes to Yugim Amidus, there could be a machlokus. A Beis Din later could overturn it and argue. But at the same time, you could be no gavid of it. When it comes to Lachlan Moshe Sinai, on one hand, what? There can never be a machlokus, but on the other hand, you can't be no gavid of it. You follow what we're saying? There's a kul and a chumah for each trap. You got it, Johnny?
I don't understand. If it's a logical motion we see now, like you said, why did he have to make any drasha?
No, they're different mechanisms. He didn't know the halakha l'moshim Sinai, you could say. Boaz didn't know it. And it might have been before that. We don't know when Shmuel, when Boaz lived, he was a shofet. He lived during the time of shofet. Maybe he even lived before Shmuel and Navi. But let's say he didn't know it, Lemais. Possibly didn't know it. But he's working with what drushes of Yugim Amidus. Okay? And therefore you have a kul and you have a chumrah. Okay? You have a kul and a chumrah, which each track. I'm just pointing out, it was a little bit bothered by why the Gemara had to even answer the kashas. Once you bring up that it's a lachem Rosh Hashanah, but maybe the Gemara wants to say why what, why it's taken limited. Okay?
I don't know the exact timeline when he passed it, but wasn't Phony first supposed to marry and buy the...
So let's get to the Brisker Rav now. Okay, let's get to the Brisker Rav now. So Eli, you had a kasha before. Go ahead.
What does number four say then?
Number four is what takti means. It means a historical precedence. That the way Tosa says in Sanhedrin, Samaches and Beis, the dinim of Geirus that we have are patterned after the way Klai Yisrael is Megar Har Sinai. Okay? Yes, Gabi.
Can you say that you mean it's Halakha Moshe Sinai? That's a Gemara that I speak? There's two types of Halakha Moshe Sinai?
There's two types, but that's not germane for us. Reb Chaim says there's a Halakha Moshe Sinai Misparashis and Halakha Moshe Sinai Mischadeshis. But for our purposes, it's all under the same category. You can never have a Machloikis on it. Okay, not halacha l'moshim Sinai. Any either or you can't have. This difference is about orla in chutz lards is a question whether it's mispareshes or mischadeshes. But you, any type of halacha l'moshim Sinai you can't have a machlokes on. Okay, yes, Pinchas, go ahead.
Did we answer why it's necessary to publicize?
No, we didn't get to it yet. We're going to get to it now. So let's get to the Brisker Rav now. Okay, I'm going to say it outside. You got the last two pages. Look in the Brisker Rav, guys. Rashi and Rus points out, when they asked the Goel, you know, before Boaz married Rus, he asked the Goel. His name is Ploni Almoni. Some say his name was Tov, right? And Rashi says, on the pasuk of La'uchol Ligoli Pen Ashkes Nachalosi, that he said, you know, I can't do it. Why can't I do it? Because I'm worried about my kids that will come from Rus, because they're going to throw them out of Klal Yisrael. I'm worried about the kids. I'm worried about the kids that they're going to be thrown out of Klal Yisrael. What does Rashi say on Rus there? What parak and pasuk is that? La'uchol ligoli penashis and nachalasi. Right? Where is that pasuk? Excellent. Dalet vav in Rus. Rashi says, Peru zari v'chulit pagam bizari. V'ta ba'amoni v'lomos. Rashi says he made a mistake. What is he worried about? So the Brisker Rav asks, I don't understand. Why is he only worried about his kids? He should be worried about himself. He's marrying a woman. That's the Brisker Rav's kasha. Why is he only worried about his kids? He should worry about what he's doing right now. The goyim. So the pshat is, the Brisker Rav develops beautifully. The Brisker Rav develops, maybe we'll read it inside, but I want to say it outside first. Elder, you got me? You follow the kasha? Why was the goyim only worried about his kids being banished from Klal Yisrael? He should be worried about himself marrying a woman as a Moabite. Right? Rashi says he made a mistake on the din. Anyway. So the Brisker Rav is masber the following. That the Goel and Boaz as well learned this halacha through what manner? Let's get it down. They learned it through Yud Gimel Midos. Boaz. Boaz and the Goel. Learn it from what? And the Goel are working with Yud Gimel Midos. The Goel. They're working with Yud Gimel Midos. If you work with Yud Gimel Midos, you know what he's worried about? The next generation, they're going to what? Throw out the kids. Because they can be cholik, we said, based on the Rambam. A later basin can be cholik. You go to the shofet that's in your days. And we're afraid they're going to be thrown out. But at this point now, when he's getting married, the basin in that generation held it was mutter, because she's a female. You follow me? So he wasn't worried about himself. He was worried about his kids. He was worried about his kids. And that's exactly the point, Lamai said, that they were concerned about. So that, based on this, Pinchas, that answers our kasha. Why did Boaz want to promulgate it and publicize it? Because he wanted to get out the story that we hold you to give momidos, that the din is such, and that's why he got what, and also answers why he got Talmidei Chachamim. He got guys who knew how to learn. Because he wanted the guys who knew how to learn to tell the general populace that through Yudgim Momidos, we have a split between males and females. You follow what I'm saying? But the truth of the matter is, at the end of the day, when Amasa girds his sword in the Beis Medrash, and Derech Agav Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyonei Hashas asks on the Gemara Nivamish, you're not allowed to bring a weapon in the Beis Medrash. How can he bring a weapon in the Beis Medrash? He leaves it as a kasha. Gemara in Sanhedrin. What daf? What is it? Pei Zion. Does the Gemara in Sanhedrin, you're not allowed to bring a weapon in the Beis Medrash? How can you bring a weapon in the Beis Medrash? Not allowed to bring it in a shul? You're not allowed to bring it in a Beis Medrash. Because tefillin, Torah lengthen the life. Weapons connote diminishing life.
It's the same as
okay, but Lamaisa connotes violence. So that's why Lamaisa it's difficult. He has a kasha, he leaves it as a kasha offer. Okay?
Is that
halacha Lamaisa? Yeah. Unless it's Pikuach Nefesh, that's why in your story you can bring a gun in the Beis Medrash. That's because of Pikuach Nefesh, like you're saying. Otherwise, it's a problem. But why did the buck stop with him? This guy Doeg's driving everyone nuts. Kashas, kashas, kashas. He girds his sword and he says, anyone argues with me, I'm going to kill you. And he says, I have a Mesorah from Shmuel Anavi. Done. Why is it done? Because it's not Yudgim Omidus. It's a Lachal Moshe Mishinai. And when it's a Lachal Moshe Mishinai, it's a done deal. I heard this from my Rebbe Rav Katz of Shlita, the great Gaon. 30 years ago, I heard this on a Shavuos. He said over the stitch from the Mishkara. But we're adding on. That's why I needed to publicize it, because he was working the Yudgim Omidus. That's why I need Talmidei Chachamim. But once you bring up a Lachal Moshe Mishinai, that's it. And if you look at the last page, the Rambam writes black on white. In Perek Yud Beis, Chosisuri Bia Halacha Yuches. Yud Beis Halacha Yuches, he says, Hach Amonim Lomois Halacha Lomoshe Mesinai. It was Halacha Lomoshe Mesinai. Like the Smag writes in Lav and Mitzvahs Kuf Yud Gimel, it's Halacha Lomoshe Mesinai. Ken Kibble and Bezin Shoshmul Aramas, I'm reading. Who Kibble Dabrza Halacha Lomoshe Mesinai. It's Mamish Beferish. And that's what the Divrei HaGaon says to the boss. You know, I can't do it. I'm afraid it's going to be overturned. Like the Gemara has in Yuma, that maybe another base will be Marbish Yurin. And the answer is that what? The Taina of it was a mistake. The Gaon was making a mistake because he didn't know that it was Halacha Lemoshe Mesinai. That's what Rashi means v'toya. He was toya on the din. Because the din is not a drush of Yigim Omidus. The din is Halacha Lemoshe Mesinai. It could be one of the Tanoim, Reb Yudah maybe held it was what? A drasha. And Reb Shimon gave a reason. We're pointing out a little bit of a kasha, why the Gemara had to give the reason, but it's giving a little bit of a rationale of the Halacha Moshe Mishinai. That's why. We're giving a rationale. I don't think it's such a strong kasha what we said. But I would have been even better if the Gemara said, that's it, finished. Do you follow me? The Gemara said, Mikom Mikom Kasha. I still want to answer the kashas. Yes, Johnny, go ahead.
Doesn't the Gemara have to answer the kashas? Because doesn't the Rambam say it then? Yeah, and here, if there is a machlokes between anything, then it can't be from Moshe Rabbeinu. So, like, if Doeg has any credibility in asking questions, then like, then you don't, then you're not going to think you're going to think it's not a halacha Moshe Mishinai.
No. But what I'm saying is that you can have all the kasha in the world, but if we have a Masorah, that's it. We're done.
I know, but it says the whole davar shetim tavo machlokas. Like anything you find that does have machlokas, it can't be.
Right, but Doeg, I'm saying, doesn't his kashas wouldn't register. You can ask all the you can't ask kashas. What makes a machlokas is a person that has, you know, a tana. He was a rasha. You know what I'm saying? He was a rasha. He was a talmid chacham. Was a rasha though.
He
so
Jewish?
He had kashas. What?
He was Jewish.
Yeah, sure, he was Jewish. Gemara says he had emel chelik olam haba. He was an advisor by David HaMelech. The Gemara says in the Sanhedrin. He wouldn't register as a shita. That's what I'm saying. Right. But I'm saying the Gemara is just being masber why it's limited to halacha l'moshe mishinai. You follow me, Daniel? It's limited only to Moabite because why they're the ones that they give us bread and water. But I would have liked it to that the Gemara just would have ended and that's it. But I'm saying this answers why he publicized it, because Boaz and the Goyal were working with Yigmalmidis. He was saying over at Talach HaMoshe Sinai, but each is a kulach if you're no gay bedavar when you say it over and you're not believed. Shmuel's Beis Din existed, so there was no worry about that. If you're Yigmalmidis, then we're not worried about it if you're no gay bedavar. Says Atzei Rosen. You got it, Gab? It's a moira dikachiris, this briskerov. We said two briskerovs today, Shir. The first one that dings out on the Mishabru by Goimol, and now this briskerov. Yes, Jimmy, go ahead.
We're going with that Boaz also thought it was from Yigmalmidis. Why wasn't he worried to marry Ruth?
Why wasn't he worried? Because I think he had it. You have to, it's a good point. You have to say he had more amun and bitachon. He had more amun and bitachon. He wasn't worried about it being overturned. He was willing to work with it. Let's look at it inside now, the first page. The last, next to last page in the back, the first page of the Brisker Rav. It says, Perish Rashi, Zaro, Pagam, Zaro, Vechu, the Toba, Amonu, Mosu, Ad Kan, Lashon, of Sarachiyun. Lama, Tola, Hadavar, Bizarro. Follow us, Sirahi, Lo, Bizarlav. She's ushered in. Came to Lo Yada, Adrasha, Amonu, Vilamovis. Vanira, Lomar, Bizet. Alpi, Mad Isa, Biavamas, Tafai, Involve, Amar Aleph. Amar Vov and Beis, rather. Hachi Kamar, Shol. It's a Geshmak. It's a Geshmak when you know the Gemara. Hachi Kamar, Shol. Imit Peretz, Asi, Mizerach, Asi. Imit Peretz, Asi, Malkav, Chulet. Amar Lidogi, Adom, Atchet, Hamash, Olav, Yim, Hagenu, Lamalk, Zim, Lav, Shol, Olav, Yim, Roy, Lav, Oba, Kalim, Lav. My time in the Kasi, Marusa, Oba, Bia, Perish. Dimishum, Zeb, Atzma, Ina, Roy, Lamalk, Shina, Roy, Lav, Oba, Kal. Ina, Mala, Malk, Amin, Yim, Chasim, Kedisa, Betosef, Tiberik, Arba, Sanhedrin, Yun, Shah. Ubir asugi nirin. The afa gav the kfar nifsika alochayde boas. Vazgeni. Like you said, Shimon. Da amoni vlomovis. Vachin avner amoni pi mishnim. Brysa. Tinine amoni vlomovis. Vachule. Yikomo kom rotsa doig lachlok al seh. Kide kaimla mechol advarim. That's exactly what you're saying, Johnny. Kide kaimla mechol advarim. Anil marim imidus ashiator nirashman. Shim haru beza shedin kach. Rashai beza nabah achrein lavatul divrem lahoros kifimash nirbeinav. Kimavur Baram. See, that highlights my point. My point's even a stronger point than that. We only consider if kashas if you work with Gigimomidis. Once you bring up Allah Machine, it's done. So I'm saying, why did the Gemara still say Mikomokom Kasha? It bothers me. It's just giving a rationale, though, why it was limited. That's what you have to say. They came into Avner Malamidrasha, the Krah, Modik Sivu, Amonis, Lomikro, Dalshir, Kulokab, Yukhulik, Vursham, Akshulu, Doi, Koanikus, Yasis. The lav mikra hu doresh el kabol ibiyadoi. The halach mosh mesine ramoni v'lomoz v'chulei. Chayin kasev lehedya. The smag lav mitzikuv yigimaz al shomar smag sham. Chayin kibul mezin shushmur ramasi v'kibul doresh el halach mosh mesinei. Amoni v'lomoz mov v'lomoz v'akkan al shushuv. Herali adar mefurish gam a rabba. Pirik yibezik usir rabbi halach yidches tach amoni v'lomoz halach mosh mesinei kibul smag niskilal. Done. That's why I say the buck stops there. Doeg, Ratzel, if Saul is double of Obakal, Boy Lachuzela, Ze Shakasa Pen Ashkis Nachalosi, Shabani Mifsluach, Absul Shishpacha, Israel Khan, their Hufsuka, Allah, Akshav, the Amoni Lomavis, the Tausha Shal Gol, Haya, Shal Yoda, Shalach, Mosh Messina, the Mavis, Mutaris, Vief Shal Shun Bezin Lachoka, Zain near it. It's beautiful, Pshat, no? That's the Kiddush. So based on this, we're answering, that's why I publicize it, that's why I needed Tamid Chachamim. We're just a little bit bothered by why the Gemara Simon Komakom Kashi. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? And we also pointing out a difference of a kuchumra and a kula if you're no gay bedom. The Atzei Arazim, the Teretz, the Chassam Sofer, they answer the Atzei Arazim's kasha. Okay? Klor? We got it, Klor? This is the mahalach I wanted to bring out in the Fersumi Milsa. Amoni v'lomos. That's the Chiddush. Okay? It's interesting I once asked another Rosh Yeshiva of Shar Yashiv, Rav Yeager, who's a great gaon. I once asked him in a chasana that if you look in the Ramban al HaTorah, the Ramban al HaTorah says, you know why Moabite men are off limits? Because they hired Bilam to curse us. Ammon is because why? Why is Ammon? Ammon's because they didn't give us food and water. Ammon is because they didn't give us food and water. You follow me? The Gemara combines it together. You follow me? The Ramban's against the Gemara. Very difficult. I asked him that, Kasha. The Ramban says two separate reasons. For Bilam, because the men hired Bilam to curse us, so the men are off limits, not the women. Ammonite men, because they didn't give us food and water. The Gemara puts everything together here. You follow me? So it's a little bit of a difficulty. How does Ramban al-Tayr read our Gemara? That's the Kasha I asked him. Okay? All right. You can note it in your notes. Okay, we got this? Okay, good. Let's go to Chumash now, guys. We'll go to Chumash Sunday. Shir's 11:30, Seder's at 9. Okay, now normally on Sunday, I get there a little bit later because we have a shir in the shul. So I usually get there about 10. But believe that, I'll try to leave Mar Makaymus for you so you'll be able to start at 9. And I always stress, Sundays are just as important as Monday through Thursday. Okay? Especially in America. You know why Sunday's super? Not because of the Super Bowl. Because of Seder and shir. That's why it's super. Super every Sunday. Not just on Super Sunday. Right, Ellie? Okay? All right? Okay, let's get to Chumash. You know, this Parshas, Parshas Bo, but I want to start with a bit of an introduction to what we're discussing here. And in Shmos. You know, the Ramban calls Sefer Shmos, Sefer Agolas Vaka'ula. It's a process of an exile, from exile to redemption. You know, there are 48 kinyanim of Torah. One of the 48 kinyanim of Torah is to be nosib ol chavera, is to show empathy to the yoke or the tzuris of a friend of other people, and to really feel it. To really feel it. You know, about the people that were stabbed in Tel Aviv, we're giving sheer refuge. We should internalize it. We shouldn't just go about our business. And I want to start off with an unbelievable shlach kodesh. Do you know what? In last week's parsha, when it lists off the children, it says b'nei Reuven, b'nei Shimon. What does it say by Levi? Eila shmos b'nei Levi. Yes? Why did it say Eila shmos b'nei Levi? Why? It doesn't say Eila shmos b'nei Reuven. You know what the shlach kodesh says? Think about the names of Levi's sons. Gershom. What is Gershom? They were driven out. What is Kahas? They're hit in the teeth. What is Merari? The bitterness. Can you imagine naming your boys after a tzuris of someone? Let's say someone would name their boy Treblinka or Auschwitz. You think their guy's out of his mind, no? That's in essence what Levi was doing. If you think about it, imagine naming your son after tzuris of other people. That's an amazing zach. That sort of means Eilish Mos B'nei Levi, says the Shlach Kodesh. To really feel it. It's a kinyan HaTorah that says the Marach is a Torah where the Tzibor is given to the Tzibor. If you're a person that's nosebo chavero, then you have a kinyan of the Torah. Because the Torah is giving the Tzibor. You feel the Tzibor. And certainly Levi did. And we'll take it a step further. Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz writes in the Sefer Tzatzal Meis in the first Yonison that Paro knew with black magic that the Moshiach Yisrael, the Savior from Klal Yisrael, would come from Shevet Levi. So what did he do? He did not put Shevet Levi under bondage. You know, the Medrash says they were in Goshen. So he says, if I don't put them in bondage, then the Moshiach Yisrael won't surface, and they won't go free. So Rav Geli, Shev Refuah Shlema, the great Gaon, the Rav and Broyers, was Mazmid this first Yonason. You know what the Pshat is? He underestimated Moshe Rabbeinu. You're right, physically they weren't under Shibud. But he was such a person that he felt the tsar of Klal Yisrael. It was if he was what? Under servitude. And therefore he would be born as the Moshe Yisrael. Paro underestimated him. It's because of this feeling of Moshe Bol Chaveray, he was able to emerge to be the Moshe Yisrael. Why do you think the mitzvah that he does, what's the one mitzvah that he does and he couldn't get there to Yisrael? Ari Miklat, right? Why Ari Miklat? Because he himself was a fugitive. He fled from Mitzrayim to get the Midian. He knew what it felt like. He could relate to it like no one else. Therefore, that would be the mitzvah that he would get for Eretz Yisrael. That's what this means, to be nice to Bochaver. Do you know there's a tzivui of Sheluach Avodim? Given Yushalmi says that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Klal Yisrael, when you have your own Eved Ivri, you have to send him free. You have to send him free when it's time. Yovel, Sheshonim. Why was that given while the Jews were in Mitzrayim? Do you know what Chaim Shmuel Levit says? Because you know what it means to be an Eved now. And when you go free and you have your own Avadim, remember that taste of being an Eved. And when you have an obligation to free your Eved, you better do it. It's that same concept of Nosu Bo Chaveiro. And the truth of the matter is that once you have this concept of Noise Bo Chaveiroi, and Klai Yisrael earn that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're ready to go free. And when you're ready to go free, the first mitzvah I'm going to give to you is Kiddush HaKadosh in our parsha. And what does Kiddush HaKadosh represent? Don't you think it would have been Shema or Talmud Torah or Tefillin? Why Kiddush HaKadosh? So the Rav Zatzal and Rav Pam Zatzal, based on the Sforno, when an Eved is an Eved, you have no concept of time. You're woken up 3 o'clock in the morning, do this, that, and X, Y, and Z. Now that you're a free people, you have dominion over your own time. Be Mekadosh Yisman, don't waste it. And that's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKadosh. That's the first mitzvah given. Because Ein Lecha Ben Horna L'Misha Osik B'Tayra. Time. You know, I love baseball, but I don't love the adage in America that national pastime. We don't pass time as B'nai Tayra. Zman is a schluss, it's a privilege. Of course, you got to relax and play ball. But the notion, the first mitzvah of Klal Yisrael's Kiddush Zman. But it's this feeling of Noisei Bo Chaveiroi that we have to have. So based on this now, last week's Parsha was 1 through 7. This week's Parsha, we have 8, 9, and 10 in the Makkos. And there's something unique about Arba. What does it say in Arba? Laman tesaper es bincha. You should say over to your kids, and tell your kids from generation to generation about the Makkah of Arba. Why is that only found by Arba and no other Makkah? Why Dafka Arba? Locus. So the truth is that Hashem made a promise in the Parsha that whenever in the future there will be a plague of locusts in the Mideast, in Syria, and in Jordan, and in Saudi Arabia, and in Libya, and in Tunisia, and in Algeria, there's one country where there will be no locusts, and it will be what? Egypt. And all the kids are going to ask their parents, what is going on here? Why aren't the locusts touching Egypt? And you know what's going to, it's going to spur? A conversation that many years ago, there was a nation called the Jews. And Hashem made Aseres Makkos, and we went free. That's why it's unique. That's what's so special. The Kli Yakar quotes from the Rabban Mishem Rabbeinu Chananel, Hashsichu b'chol niflosof. It's going to generate and cause this whole generation into conversation of talk, and it's going to be a praise of Hashem. That's what's unique about Arba. More than any other market. And the truth is, you could ask, what on earth were these guys socha? That in Cairo and Alexandria, they shouldn't have locusts? Why? Look, Hagufa. You know why? Because we have a rule. Hashem is never mekapeh schar l'chol birya. Hashem never withholds reward. And even though they were beaten down, the Egyptians, but they were a conduit for praise of Hashem. And because of that, Hashem rewards them. And therefore, in the future, there'll be locusts all over the Mideast, but not Mitzrayim. You see the emes of Hashem. Can you imagine that? They were beaten down, but since they were the conduit of praise of Hashem, because people will talk about it, they cannot be punished with the notion of what? With the notion of Arba. Now, also, if you look closely, and I want to bring this out by Arba, if you look closely, there is this notion of Arba being Emes. The Balaturim says in our Parsha, when did it stop on Shabbos? Shabbos is main Olam Haba, Olam de Kushta. It's the world of truth. This is Olam de Shikra. We think we know everything, we really don't. Olam Haba is the Olam of Emes. Shabbos is main Olam Haba. Arba was to convey Emes. Paro was very upset with Hashem, with Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem too, but Moshe Rabbeinu, because he thought that they were lying. Remember he said he wanted to go out 3 days? Only for 3 days to be Makav Karbonos. Paro says, you don't want to just go out for 3 days. What do you need the count of the Makav Karbonos for? Paro thought they were lying. So Paro thought they were lying, so he didn't want to hear from them anymore. So the Arba was to note this notion of what? And that's why it's Nida Keneg and Mida in a sense, because they tried to what? They tried to say that we were what? We were expanding in Puravu. So locusts swarming all over the place. It was Mida Keneg and Mida. But the word is that Arba was to convey the emes, that you have to be a ish emes. In order to say over stories and legacies, if your kids see that you're a liar, they're going to stop listening to you. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that if you want to be an example, you know that Lamaisa with campers or people, kids you're mashpian, if they see that you're a liar, they're not going to listen to you at all. Parents for kids too. So that's exactly what Paro's saying. Oh, you guys are liars. So Arba was to convey the notion of emes that will generate Sikh B'chon. He wants to tell me that if you want to be able to say over a Masorah and a legacy, which is our job that the Avos taught us, we have to be B'nai Emes. That's another media learned from Arba. The notion of emes. And that's why it rested on Shabbos. It stopped on Shabbos. And the truth is, if you look even closer in Arba, it says that there was a sin, Lashem, Moshe, Aaron. By Bard, it says, Chatati Lashem. By Arba, it says, Chatati Moshe, Aaron. Why? Why is that? Because if you look at the Psukim, Hashem never told Moshe Rabbeinu it's going to be Arba. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, choose whatever Maki you want. And he chose on his own Arba, and Hashem agreed to it. That's why it was a sin against Hashem, Moshe, Aaron. Because really, it was the Torah Shebaal Peh. It's like Torah Shebaal Peh. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu, when he chose Arba, it's like Torah Shebaal Peh. Hashem is masking to the psak of what? To the psak of the Chachamim. Hashem is masking. That's what Arba. So, to summarize, what are some of the messages we see from what? Arba. Number one is what? Is this notion of what it shows, of all the makas, it shows what? The story. Because they're not going to be touched. Number two, it says the emes of Hashem. That he doesn't withhold schar from anyone, even though they were so mean to us. But since it was a conduit, they were beaten down, Hashem rewards them, there won't be locusts. Number three represents the emes, because Paro thought we were liars. And therefore he shows Arba that you want to do Mida Keneg and Mida to stop us being what Puravu? We're going to send you locusts. And really, Moshe chose it on his own, and Hashem was masking. It became like a Torah Shebaal Peh. This is all to note to us, guys, that time is really of the essence. Time is of the essence. In our yeshiva, it's so special and unique that you learn the precious element of time. Like I said, you got to relax, you got to play ball. But you have to note that what you go to sleep at a proper time. You don't sleep at 3 in the morning. I went to sleep too late last night. I was zonked this morning. But you have to what? You go to sleep at a proper time. You get up, you go to Minyan. You have breakfast, you go to Seder. There's a Seder in your day. I remember I have an old Talmud that I have a chavrusa with on the phone from L.A. And he said to me, Rebbe, he remembers when he was in Shir that he came back. He lived in Philadelphia. He said he remembered that he came back from Philadelphia from Rosh Hashanah to be at Shir for some gedalia. Seder and Shir, and then you have your minche. And that's why we always recommend you should do mincha. Don't push it off. God forbid what? You get busy with the classes. Then you got your classes, and you have night seder. You got to study. You try to be as masudr as possible. This is the training ground. Our yeshiva, learn for life the precious concept of the zman. And that's what the Rav and Rapam Zatzat said this is for. Kiddush HaChodesh. Yes, because it's the key to everything. It's the key to everything. The Talmud Torah, Kriya Shema. You have zman, mekadosh zman. You're no longer eved. You're a free man. Ein lecha ben choren ela misha osik b'tayra. And that's what we strive for. That's what the geula was for, that we came out of this, to realize the uniqueness of zman, and we're mekadosh this zman. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll stop here. Let's daven mincha, and Sunday we'll go vayikra. Okay. Who wants to daven for the Yomid? Jacob, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, great.